I'm doing really well. I had the best race ever. So
by how much?
70 miles.
That's a lot. How did you manage to make 70 extra miles?
Well, first of all, I trained much better than other years. You know, I actually managed to get some days off and do real training. And also, last years were tough because I always got injured, different injuries. But it helped me in a way that I know to recognize the different pains when they're coming and when they start to be dangerous and when they are still, when I can still run on them. And so I was, from the beginning, I was very careful in, to rest when there was any sense of pushing on an injury or something like that. So I managed to get through the race basically without real injury.
Well, that's great. I noticed that the other day when it was sunny, which is days you don't like, you have lots of protection.
Yeah, you're very well informed.
Well, you informed me that. That's
okay. Yeah, it's like I run with ice cubes on my head and a big girly sun hat to prevent me from any bit of sunshine coming on me.
You also have very special places out on the course. Are we near any of them now?
No, we passed them.
But that particular tree that you liked before...
It's built in the course now.
So you had to find another tree.
Yeah, those two trees on the top of the parking lot. I always imagined Guru standing in between and playing flute there.
Ushika, you're back here after a couple years. You're winding down your last hour. It's been 2 years since you've done this thing. You glad you came back?
More than glad.
Does that mean... Does that mean you're glad because of the mileage, because of the experience, because of you're back on track, or how would you define more than glad?
Yeah, I was already describing, I guess, on day two, that it's my best race ever. And that's mostly connected to the consciousness and the experience. I had never before such an experience.
So did it continue, or did you have something like that, or you just, that was enough to have a moment like that?
Yeah, that's difficult to decide right at the spot, but I'm sure inspiration will come up to continue.
You see yourself back here next year?
Could easily be. Brie Vaden has already promised.
Excellent. That's the Austrian team. And your newcomer, you said, was Rand Bias. Schumacher,
right.
And for a new kid who's never done one of these before, what do you think about his particular race?
Yeah, I told him just 2 hours ago in the tent, he has already reached a category of superheroes since he is now over 400 miles. And this is what Guru said, when I remember right, in 2007 here at the race. So daily minimum, a marathon, if you reach 40 miles, you're already a superhero.
Well, thank you so much, both you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.